This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. At the Boston Marathon bombing trial today, it appeared that convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev became emotional as his relatives testified. WBUR's Jack Lapierre is covering the trial, and he joins us in the studio with the latest. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Deb.
So jurors saw something today from the defendant that appeared to have been a sign of emotion, something unusual in this trial thus far. Tell us what happened, Jack.
This was pretty striking. We have seen Tsarnaev sit through, I mean, horrible testimony about people having their legs amputated, testimony about people losing loved ones, losing children. And through all of this, he has sat, he has slouched in his chair, and he has stared straight ahead. But it apparently, this circumstance was too much, and that was when his aunt, Padimat Suleymanova, who flew in from Russia about a week and a half ago, took the stand and was unable to get anything more than good morning out to the defense attorney before she began sobbing on the witness stand, wailing in court. The judge asked for 30 seconds to let her compose herself. It didn't work. She was still crying. She was still weeping on the stand. And finally they said, okay, let's call in a different witness. So she got up. She left. They brought in another family member of Jahar Tsarnaev's. And as she walked away, we could see Tsarnaev. He had a tissue in his hand. We saw him wipe his eyes. We saw him wipe his eyes again, and we saw him give a big, heavy sigh, not the kind of bored sigh, the kind of depressed sigh.
And what about the family members who did take the stand today? What did they say about Tsarnaev?
Well, I think it's important to note that this sign of emotion from Padimat was not an outlying circumstance. Every family member who took the stand became emotional in different ways. Some were stone-faced. Some you could see them visibly shaken. Some outright wept as they talked about young Jahar Tsarnaev. That was a key theme throughout most of the testimony, this idea of young Jahar Tsarnaev, the sweet kid that no one could help but love, the sweet kid who turned a strict aunt into such a relaxed person that she would allow him to urinate in the kitchen sink. That was a testimony in court today. So, and then the other big thing was talking about how he looked up to his older brother Tamerlan, about how Jahar loved Tamerlan and how he tried to follow his example.
There's also a lot of talk today about the Tsarnaev family history and cultural customs. What's the defense trying to establish here, Jack?
This goes back to their strategy of trying to paint Tamerlan Tsarnaev as the lead actor in the marathon bombings. They talked about Chechen and Avar culture and how in that culture the oldest male is the authority figure on family affairs. If it's not the father, if the father's deceased, not in the country, it falls to the oldest brother. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was the oldest brother, and at the time of the marathon bombings, 2013, both of Tsarnaev's parents were in Russia at the time.
And the day wrapped up with testimony from some friends of Tsarnaev's from high school and college, right?
Yeah, we heard from Alexa Guevara, who previously testified. She's a friend of his from UMass Dartmouth, finishing up her testimony today, as well as Rosa Booth, a friend from Cambridge Ringe and Latin School. Alexa Guevara, I think the prosecution scored a major point when they were talking to her under cross-examination, asking, all right, you talked about Tsarnaev and how he was such a great friend. Did he talk to you about how he was in possession of a gun? No. Did he tell you not to go to the 2013 Boston Marathon? No. And then we also heard from Rosa Booth, who talked about how she and Tsarnaev were great friends, how she had a crush on him. But when she heard about that it was him, she said she felt betrayal.
All right. WBUR's Jack Lapierre. Jack, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.